Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The Irish Federation of University Teachers is calling on the government to allocate emergency once-off monies from the increase in corporation tax take to address the crisis in third-level funding. In recent weeks, it was revealed in a report by the Department of Finance that corporation tax receipts have more than doubled since 2014. Last year, 10.4 billion was collected, and that's an increase of 125% since 2014. Frank Jones is the Deputy General Secretary of IFUT, the Federation of University Teachers, and he joins me now. So you want more money and you've identified perhaps a means of getting your hands on some by chasing the corporate tax take. Will it work?
Well, it has always been our view that industry and benefits hugely by any investment in higher education, and that's a fact. We want, and it's been our position and that of the trade unions in general, we want publicly funded higher education available for all. We do think it'll work. We do think it can solve the problem. It's agreed among all the parties, the employers, ourselves and the state, that something needs to be done about the underfunding across the whole of the sector. It is in a state of chaos at the moment.
There's so much calling on funding in this country. Would you not say that some people perhaps might put homelessness and the need for housing above the needs of third level at the moment, or the need to build adequate schools for junior and primary school and second level pupils ahead of third level? You're not the only ones calling on funding.
Absolutely. We're not the only ones who are calling on funding. Recognise the legitimate right of all the other groups calling for funding. In fact, the organisations that we work with are making similar claims on housing also. However, we need a functioning higher education system. The returns, this is not the charity sector, which is very, very worthy and in need of funding as well. The returns on investment in higher education are known to all, to the state. I mean, at the moment, in the 2020 spending in higher education will be just less than 2 billion euro. And that it's recognised and accepted that will return to an estimated economic impact on the state of just under 9 billion. So a fourfold return on investment in higher education. And that's just on the economy. So we can build the economy through building through investment in higher education.
How big is the hole at the moment?
We talk about Cassell's report, a report done by Peter Cassell some years ago that addressed, put figures on it. It was about 2016 the report was done.
Yes, 3 years old.
It is. At that time, it estimated that we needed to, by 2021, be investing an extra 600 million euro a year in the sector. The hole has only got deeper since then. The actual spends, we're falling behind. We will be post-Brexit. We'll have the highest fees across Europe, and we will have among the lowest investment in higher education across the OECD. We're spending just below about 2.5% of GDP, and where the average across Europe and the OECD averages are up and around 3.5%. So we're way behind. And just to put actual figures on that, because that probably makes more sense to most people, that the state invests.
Frank?
Per year, yes.
Sorry, you dropped out there. Just you said the state invests
about 9,500 euro per year per student. And that's the current investment of the state. That's down from just over 12,500 in 2012. So our per student funding has decreased by about 25% in the last 6 and 7 years. And that's not in line with any other developing country. Our spend on research has increased, all to the benefit of industry. And that's not a bad thing, as long as industry pay back. And ideally, this would be through these through the corporation tax.
But why not get industry to pay back in a different way? Why not get industry to dip into their pockets? They're already getting an enviable tax rate in this country. Industry, which is benefiting from the pool of highly qualified graduates that universities and third level institutions are producing. How are they at? How are the big pharma companies and the big technology companies at giving money, giving philanthropy to the universities, to funding chairs and funding different aspects of university life?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's very hard to put an answer on it directly, but it is a fact, and I suppose a recognised and accepted fact, that the projects that researchers are engaged in through the universities are delivering for the private sector, the pharmaceutical sector, for example. But unbelievably, and not recognised by most people outside of the university sector, those actual researchers that are working on short, fixed-term contracts, no certainty of employment, on salaries starting at €23,000 per year, these workers with PhDs, maybe having spent 7 years in university, to start on a figure of €23,000 a year on 2 year contracts that can be repeated three or four times, and they can end up being 35 or older before they get permanent contracts. That's not recognised outside the sector. The huge benefits and the exploitation, I suppose, of those researchers in the interests of the private sector, that's not recognised outside. So I think investment from the pharma industry, for one, through paying their corporation taxes and greater corporation taxes, would be ultimately to the benefit of the country. And certainly it's not tolerable for much longer that researchers will be engaged in this manner.
OK, Frank, thank you for joining us. Frank Jones there, the Deputy General Secretary of IFUT, the Irish Federation of University Teachers.